Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio with Ben and Michael. Michelle is standing by. She's got tomatoes. Our food director's been very busy this week. Why tomatoes?
Well, I think tomatoes are sort of, you know, autumn is the last picking of the tomatoes if you grow them at home, and they are, you know, in the shops at the moment, and they're really cheap, so it's a nice time to be really using tomatoes, and they're so delicious. It's admit, I just love a tomato on toast, or, you know, any sort of tomato.
Actually, you did,
I love them.
You did, right. I was in the supermarket the other day, and I can't believe how many tomatoes there are, like all the different versions, but they're very cheap at the moment too.
They are. But so we've got some lovely tomato recipes, and I'm going to kick it off today by telling you about a pickle, which means you can make these tomatoes that you're buying cheap last you, you know, a little bit longer by storing them in the fridge and in preserving jars. And this is a beautiful recipe that we've got. You can store this for up to 3 months. So what we do is we basically get the tomatoes and we make a small slit in them, and we put a little bit of salt in there, and that draws out the moisture of the tomato. And then we leave those for about half an hour sitting in the colander. And then we, in a small fry pan, we're going to toast off some nigella seeds, some coriander, some cumin, some celery seeds with a little bit of chilli. And then we're going to mix that up with roasted garlic. And then we'll rinse out the tomatoes, dry them off, and then we put that those crushed seeds into the tomatoes, into the cavity we've made in the tomatoes, and then pop them into the sterile jars and then cover them with vinegar. And how good does that sound?
That sounds really
beautiful.
Good. And you could have that forever, couldn't you? That'd last. Well, in our house, it probably wouldn't hang around.
But yeah, they put them into the fridge for a few days and then let that settle. And then, you know, it can last up to about 3 months.
Now, I've noticed in the latest issue, we've sort of gone very international. We've got a beautiful caponata recipe there from Italy and a great one from Egypt, a kashari. Tell us a little bit about those.
Oh, gosh. Well, the kashari is, I'm not too sure about the pronunciation, but that will do for us today. that is an Egyptian street food, and it's vegetarian, and it's absolutely beautiful. We're making with a brown lentil, and you just basically fry up a whole lot of onions, and it's got an amazing combination. You've got pasta and rice and lentils, and oh, it's just beautiful. I have to say, I think I'm going to make that again tonight. It looks like a good, you know, good thing to have in the fridge over the weekend.
And easy for kids, like kids would like that.
Kids would love it. What kids don't like rice and pasta? No, it's beautiful. Nice and spicy.
And listen, what about a soup recipe? Have you got a good soup recipe?
Well, we've also got a tomato and fennel soup, so that's another beautiful combination. And that's a nice, easy recipe. As again, it's taking it right back to the fennel seeds and thyme, and we've got some white wine. It's a beautiful, and you can use tinned if you can't get fresh, but at this time of year we can all get fresh. And no, it's a beautiful recipe, and it's served with a nice with fennel seeds and parsley and sour cream. I think, you know, I think if you're having friends over on the cooler nights, it's going to be an absolute treat.
Indeed, indeed. Now, of course, for more details, if we'd like to find out all about these wonderful recipes, we've got to get the magazine. And can we go online as well, Michelle?
We can for the tomato pickle, but the other recipes, I'm afraid, you're going to have to buy the issue.
Fantastic. And, of course, there's lots of other wonderful recipes in there to choose from as well.
Oh, there are so many recipes. And of course, with Easter coming up, we've got a beautiful recipe in there for an Easter cinnamon pull-apart bun. And
it
looks absolutely beautiful. And that's iced with chocolate icing and some candied walnuts.
Well, Michelle, thanks for tantalising the taste buds today.
There goes the diet and the new resolution, New Year's resolution.
Yeah, Michael just came back in with his Easter bunny rabbit ears on for that Easter special. So there you go.
And listen, don't forget, if you want some of our recipes, you can get them every day sent into your email. We do a daily recipe, and there's also a weekly menu plan that we can send out to you on a Monday.
Fantastic. Well, until next time, take care.
Thank you.
There you have it. Michelle, our food director, joining us today. For more details, jump onto mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.